You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. And always streaming live nationally on the always free Odyssey app. Ride with me to take you up to 10 o'clock. Here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. Seems like we got a little bit to talk about. Massive, massive news over the weekend that absolutely shook up the DMV. Davey Martinez, Mike Rizzo out as the president of baseball operations and the managers of the Washington Nationals. We'll get to it all coming up here throughout the show. About Chris Russell going to join us coming up at about 7:45. We had his thoughts on what is going on with the Curly W's. It was a busy, busy weekend around the Beltway, period. So first, in terms of like shakeups, the Washington Wizards over the weekend, they trade 2 second-round picks to Houston for Cam Whitmore. And then the Nats said, you know what? Who are we to let the Wizards steal the moonshine of the weekend? Who are we to let the Wizards be the number one story here this weekend? Hold my beer. That is what you ultimately saw in the Nationals yesterday, according to Jeff Passan, blowing out Davey Martinez, blowing out Mike Rizzo. Mike Rizzo here since 07, Davey since 2018. And I think initially here for me, where I kind of stand with things is, okay, the move was made. Why now? Why now? And I know there have been, you know, reports out there about the options that the club options that each of these two dudes had and that being a part of this decision. I think big picture, if you were a Nats fan, yesterday should have been viewed as a good day for you. Because I think anybody, first and foremost, everyone knew at season's end, Davey Martinez was going to be gone. I think the Mike Rizzo portion of this is what's been most polarizing. When you think about how long he's been with this organization and what he has guided this team through, I think there are a lot of Mike Rizzo fans out there. What I'm going to get to here tonight is why I think Mike Rizzo's ass doesn't deserve a pass. And I get it, right? He's popular amongst the fans. He's been a stand-up dude. He's had multiple opportunities. As a matter of fact, every week here on 106.7 The Fan, he has had multiple opportunities to throw this ownership group under the bus. And what did old Mike choose not to do? He didn't throw him under the bus. There was a quote that Mike Rizzo gave Barry Svilluga yesterday, and we'll play some of Barry Svilluga with the Junkies earlier today, a little bit later on. But the quote that he gave Barry, I think, kind of told the whole story here. The quote that he gave Barry Svalluga was, I've had to navigate that ownership group for 20 years. That ownership group. I don't know if you all are asleep at the wheel the way the Lerner family is at times, but the relationship, I'd have to believe, between Mike Rizzo and the powers that be within the Lerner family and the ones that are pulling the strings over there, I'd have to think that relationship was in a pretty delicate space. And it's great, right, from 2012 to 2019, when you and the Dodgers have the most wins in all of Major League Baseball. It obviously climaxes in 19 with the World Series run. But 2019 was a long, long time ago, now that you think about it, right? 6 years ago, damn near, right? So, for me, I think, and this is a shocker, right? Without the contrarian, rah, rah, rah. What did Grant Paulson say at the end of the show? Lynette Willingham feels this. While I think Grant and Danny were doing a blame pie earlier today, and I thought it was fascinating, you all gave a bunch of thoughts on the phones. It was super interesting. I think it's a polarizing conversation to have, because here's why. The narrative is that Mike Rizzo could not do the job to the best of his ability because of ownership and their reluctancy to go out and spend cash, right? Here is my thing. That is also true. That is very true. And I think everyone that's followed this organization understands that. Mike Rizzo essentially has been working with one hand tied behind his back. But here is where I kind of look at things here. I don't know what it is, and I'm not trying to dunk on Mike Rizzo at all. I promise it's not what this is. But for whatever reason, I mean, the amount of support for him, to me, is kind of head-scratching in terms of, like, acting as if he's blame-free. His draft history alone is worth being fired. We're almost dead last in every category in the minor leagues statistically. And that's supposed to be Mike Rizzo's operation. He's the one that puts the scouts in place and things of that nature. The other interesting dynamic is this, and we'll talk about it as we ease our way into the 7 o'clock hour. The other part of the dynamic is this, the timing of it, right? Rizzo is gone a week before the draft, right? And they go with DeBartolo to be the interim, right? A guy that's been here for a while, former assistant GM, a guy that's a lot more headstrong when it comes to the analytical approach. But with Rizzo, to me, it's like, man, is this draft going to be any different? Right? Like, all of the work that has been done, right, over the past 6 to 9 months, calendar year, however you want to frame it, the scouts are still in place here, if I'm not mistaken, right? The scouts are still all in place. And look, I think at this point in Mike Rizzo's career, you know, he's past the days of traveling 10,000 miles a year going out and watching prospects. He's reading the scouting reports and he's trusting his guys. So for me, like, firing Rizzo before the draft doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I think he's still going to have heavy influence on it, but DeBartolo obviously is going to have the final call, which is obviously the big difference from years past. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you're just now joining us, or if you've been living under a damn rock, massive Nats news that came out yesterday. Jeff Passan of ESPN reporting that the Nats parting ways with manager Davey Martinez, as well as president of baseball operations Mike Rizzo. Barry Svalluga of the Washington Post had just a smasher column that he put out this morning. He joined the Junkies this morning. We'll talk a little bit about the column, plus let you hear the best of what he thinks about the major shakeup going on within the Washington Nationals. All that and more coming your way next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Fan. Just getting rolling here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. A lot more to get to. Coming up about 7:45, our pal Chris Russell going to join the program. We get his thoughts on the massive news that swept through the DMV yesterday. Jeff Passan of ESPN first on the scene. Grant Paulson confirming it shortly after. Mike Rizzo, Davey Martinez out as the president of president of baseball operations and the manager of the Washington Nationals. The big question that I have here moving forward is now, what is next for the Washington Nationals? How do they move forward with this? Because let's be very real about where things currently stand. Let's be real about where things currently stand. What's, to me, the most important thing is how the learners are going to handle this search. And how they handle this search is going to really lend some major insight into how serious they are moving forward. Because I'll tell you right now, the narrative surrounding this ownership group is that, one, there's no quote-unquote North Star. It takes them a gazillion years to come to simple decisions like Grant and Danny were talking about earlier. Can we get Arenas in Section 105? Like, all the decisions that are made within that organization, I think, right now, because there are so many different people that are involved in the decision-making process, I just think it's tough. How the learners and the family handle the GM and manager search, I think it's going to be very telling in terms of what is next and how seriously they're taking things. Right now, I want to let you hear from Washington Post columnist Barry Svaluga. He joined the Junkies this morning and had this to say about what's next for the Washington Nationals.
It really will be kind of revealing how the learners handle the GM search. They have had a slew of execs from different areas in their business leave for other jobs over the past couple of years. And in almost every case, they've just bumped up whoever was behind them and not, you know, gone out and tried to figure out who the best and the brightest out there are. I don't think they can do that in baseball ops. And that's not to say Mike DiBartolo isn't deserving of a shot. He's a really thoughtful executive and has been there a long time and knows the good and the bad that's under the hood there. But he has to be put up against a list of qualified candidates who are allowed to come in and make their own presentations. And really, they should be seeking opinions from all across the sport because this is a a major, major hire, and they haven't done that for whatever it is, 17 years since they put Rizzo in charge.
It's Barry Svrluga of the Washington Post, kind of, you know, reiterating what I was just reiterating. Like, hey, look, it's great that you made the change, right? Like, I think fans should appreciate that they're not going to, you know, maintain the status quo. And how could you after, you know, the results since 2019, where you've lost like the third or fourth most games since your World Series appearance and your World Series title. What Barry said, and I've been, you know, sifting back and forth through this all afternoon long here. The one thing that Barry said that really raises my eyebrow and gets me thinking, you see it every now and then over the past 6 months to a year, you know, different people leaving the business side of things and they've hired from within. As Barry laid out, you cannot do that with baseball operations, right? Or can you? We'll discuss that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, 1-800-636-1067. Barry talked to an executive around the league, and he asked that exec, what's the toughest GM job in the league? They said, obviously, first is Brian Cashman in New York having to deal with the Steinbrenner family. And then he mentioned Mike Rizzo having to deal with the learners, having to navigate through all the minutia that they put him through in terms of not providing the resources and not showing a real urgency to get back to the mountaintop. Like I said, 2019 was long, long ago. It's a fascinating story to me. I was saying it earlier, and I feel kind of cynical saying this, but like, I'm so glad this is happening right now. One, because it's like, okay, now we can watch and the games have meaning again. Because I think after that 15-game losing streak, excuse me, the 11-game losing streak, and then after, you know, Davey makes the comments post-game about, you know, it's never on coaches, and then Mike Rizzo came on the junk saying, look, you know, Davey's not to blame here, and we're going to keep maintaining the status quo. I think there are some fans out there that really aided their apathy. And they went, hold the hell on. Why would I want to watch this thing knowing that nothing is going to change? Now you know that something's going to change. Sweeping changes made at the top of the organization. The Washington Nationals shaking it up, and for good reason. Mike Rizzo out as the president of baseball ops, and then Davey Martinez out as the manager. What does it mean for the organization moving forward? We'll touch on that coming up next. Also coming up next, ESPN's MLB insider Jeff Passan joined Grant and Danny earlier today. If you missed any of that conversation, the full interview is available via the Grant and Danny podcast, as well as the Always Free Odyssey app. Go back to the top of the 3 o'clock hour. When we come back, we'll let you hear the best of that conversation, including Jeff Passan off the top rope about whether or not ownership actually wants to win here in the nation's capital. We'll touch on all that more next here on Overtime.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Top of the 7 o'clock hour right here in our nation's capital. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show, weekdays 1 to 4 on our sister station, the Team 980. The Deuce, as some like to call it. He's going to join us at about 7:45. We'll get his thoughts on the baseball news that really sent shockwaves through the DMV yesterday. Jeff Passan of ESPN reporting initially, our own Grant Paulson confirming, the Nats moving on from president of baseball operations Mike Rizzo, as well as manager Davey Martinez. Davey with the club since 2018, Rizzo since the early 2000s, about 2006. Really a polarizing move is the way that I would describe it. And I think most folks expected Davey Martinez to not return. I don't know if there was clarity on the option thing, and we'll get to that here in a second. But I think most people felt that season's end, by hook or by crook, there would be a new manager of the Washington Nationals. If you can describe it as a surprise, I would say the surprise of all of this is the fact that Mike Rizzo is now out as the president of baseball operations for the Washington Nationals. He's held that role and title since 2007. And when you think about what he brought to this organization and the success and the highs that they reached, I know a lot of people have an emotional connection with Mike Rizzo. You think about what those years were, talking about 2012 to 2019, where, you know, you won four National League East titles, where you won the World Series, and, you know, you were able to go out and spend big-time money on a guy like a Jason Worth, and you had, you know, small ancillary deals like Adam LaRoche. Like, it felt like that era was really the heyday of Washington Nationals baseball. I don't think I'm giving away state secrets when I say it. The big thing that I continue to think about, and I can't help but think about it when I look at the moves that were made yesterday, do these two gentlemen get fired? Is this organization in a better spot if COVID doesn't happen? The pandemic, and I always, you know, kind of use this as a crutch for the Lerner family. I know some people are out there rolling their eyes saying, oh, here we go again, making the excuses. But the reality is what the reality is. The Lerners didn't get to capitalize. This franchise didn't get to capitalize off of winning the World Series in 2019. You got to think about it. If you go out and win the World Series in 2019, I guarantee the ticket gate the following year would be through the damn roof, right? And they didn't get to benefit from that. Now, would that have impacted how much the ownership group spent? That's to be determined. But I think the one thing that has continued to remain glaringly obvious about this organization, two things can be true. is what I would tell anybody that's kind of, you know, looking to see, well, where do we point the blame to, right? Grant Danny, you know, talked about that a ton this afternoon. Like, where do we shift the blame to? Two things can be true. The learners were moving like a third world country. We're moving like a small market organization, right? And they weren't giving Mike Rizzo the necessary resources to go out and get the ancillary pieces needed for this roster. I think that's the big difference between this rebuild now and the rebuild that we saw them go through in the early 2010s, right? When, you know, Bryce and Strauss are your foundational pieces for this, you were able to supplement them with quality veterans in your clubhouse that can show these guys how to do it on a day-to-day basis, that were all bought in. I can't say the same about this group. That's no slight to Nathaniel Lowe. That's no slight to Paul DeJong, right? That's no slight to Josh Bell. But the reality is, what the reality is, they needed better veterans. And Mike Rizzo, because of the lack of spending, could not bring in better veterans. I like the young core, right? The terrible thing about all of this is I feel awful for Montgomery County native James Wood, right? First All-Star appearance in your first full season in the bigs, and it gets overshadowed by your boss getting fired. It's tough. Tough spot to be in. Jeff Passan, as I mentioned, join Grant and Danny at 3 o'clock. If you want to hear the entirety of that conversation, wait till the show's over. And download the Always Free Odyssey app. Go back to the top of the 3 o'clock hour. Or you can download the Grant and Danny podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Just an awesome interview. Jeff Passan, the absolute best in all of Major League Baseball when it comes to, you know, giving you the skinny and breaking down what it is and what it ain't. I thought Grant and Danny did a really nice job with their line of questioning. Here is Jeff Passan on where ownership stands after the moves that they made yesterday.
That is a great question. And
yes,
I think it's one that Mark Lerner, frankly, owes the fans an explanation on. I think that if he wants people to continue coming out to Nationals Park and to believing in this team and what the future looks like, there needs to be a little bit more transparency in this situation, especially before you go out and hire a full-time person. Maybe that's Mike DiBartolo. Maybe it's somebody from the outside. But what I do know is that the Nationals, just in their approach to baseball operations, have differed from other franchises. They have leaned less on the analytics side of things. And I think it's fair to wonder just how much of an overhaul is Mark Lerner willing to fund. And I say fund both in the respect of, does he want to bring in, a higher profile general manager or somebody who's got experience and might cost a little bit more? Or does he want to bring in somebody who has that analytics background and is intending on taking the Nationals at very least up to the baseline of where other organizations are right now, because I don't think they're there at this point, or at very least they have not applied the information in the same way that other organizations do.
That is Jeff Passan earlier this afternoon with Grant and Danny, giving his thoughts on where they stand with the learners. And I think one thing he hit on there that really resonates with me is this. The learners owe this fan base an explanation as to what the hell is going on. And I doubt we're going to see it happen. But, you know, a press conference would be nice, right? Introducing the new interim GM and interim manager. Be a good choice from the ownership group, don't you think? But see, when you have a bunch of different people involved in decision-making and there's not a North Star, so to speak, within your organization, you can't make decisions like that. Something that should be easy turns extremely difficult, turns extremely hard. Jeff Passan of ESPN joined Grant and Danny earlier this afternoon, and that conversation to me sparked this. And we'll take your calls on this at 1-800-636-1067. Who is more to blame here for the failure of the Washington Nationals since they won the World Series in 2019? Is it Mike Rizzo? Or is it ownership? I can make the argument, right, that we were doing a little blame pie earlier on Grant and Danny. A lot of people, the average blame pie split, I would say, was like 90 to 10. You got some 95 fives. You got some 80-20s in there. But all in all, the main thing is the main thing. A lot of folks put a majority of the onus on the team's failures. They put it on the ownership group. And I'm here to wonder, how fair is that? How fair is that to put this on the ownership group? Because let's be very real about the job that Mike Rizzo has done. When he's been given the opportunity and the resources to go spend money, right? I think he's been pretty good, right? But that's not really, to me, the major issue. Their inability to spend, their unwillingness to spend, rather, wouldn't be as much of an issue for me if they did a better job drafting, developing, and retaining talent, right? Like, no more Lucas Giolitos, no more Eric Fettes, no more Carter Keybooms, no more Seth Romeros. How many first-round picks has Mike Rizzo flushed down the damn toilet? Yet we're sitting here. I mean, listen to the junkies earlier. I mean, it was like a pity party for Mike Rizzo. I don't understand where the fan base is at with this thing. Because to me, well, yes, the learners are guilty as charged, right, when it comes to not giving him the proper resources. Fine. But at the end of the day, what did you do with the resources that are allotted to you by Major League Baseball? Everybody gets the first-round pick, Mike. Jackson Rutledge, Mason Denneberg, Elijah Green. What about Saver King? He's the guy, right? Come on. You can complain and moan and groan all you want about this ownership group not being willing to spend money. That's fine. Two things can be true, though. This ownership group was cheap as hell, and Mike Rizzo's lost his eye for talent. Point blank, period. And when you look at the hits that he has had during his time here, I could have picked Steven Strasburg. I could have picked Bryce Harper, Anthony Rendon. I could have made those picks. Dylan Cruz last year. I could have made that pick. Brady House, hopefully he turns into your everyday third baseman. I could have made that pick, though. That's my problem. That's my issue. For whatever reason, we have decided, it feels like, as a fan base here locally, to completely give Mike Rizzo a pass, and I'm not. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Who is more to blame for the failures of the Washington Nationals since the 2019 World Series? Are you blaming Mike Rizzo? Are you blaming the ownership group? We'll take more of your calls on the other side of this break, plus more from Jeff Passan of ESPN. He gave some insight as to who the Nats may look to hire next. I'll tell you whether I agree or disagree next here on The Fan. Just getting rolling here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O. Willigan. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. We'll read a couple of tweets coming up here momentarily. Chris Russell going to join us at about 7:45. We'll get his thoughts on the big-time news we're talking about right now. Jeff Passan of ESPN, first on the scene yesterday to report at the Washington Nationals parting ways with President of Baseball Operations Mike Rizzo, as well as manager Davey Martinez. The question that I have for you all at 1-800-636-1067, as we sit here and pick up the pieces as Nats fans, who is really to blame for how this organization has fared post-2019? Who is the person that deserves the most blame here? Because I feel like a majority of the fan base is taking the low-hanging fruit. It's the Lerner family, right? They're not giving Rizzo the money to spend. Therefore, he can't bring in good pieces. Okay, I hear that. But what about this? What about Mike Rizzo and the fact that over the past 13 years, how many good players has he drafted? The calls that I've heard all day acting like Mike Rizzo is some sort of victim, I can't stand it. It's head-scratching to me. I genuinely don't understand it. But to the credit of those that feel like, hey, it's on the learners. The Mark Lerner era has gone as follows, right? From 2021 to 2025, Nats have been amongst the lowest spenders in Major League Baseball. Their offseason spending for 2025 totaled approximately $45.1 million, ranking 18th in the majors. That is their highest free agent expenditure since the 2020 offseason. So they tried this offseason, right? The Lerner family is certainly a part of the problem, but acting like Rizzo is free of blame when he's drafted and developed terribly for over a decade is honestly laughable. This farm system sucks. Their player development is atrocious. Yet Mike Rizzo gets a pass. Why? 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 I don't get it. It's frustrating. To Mike Rizzo's credit, though, if I'm going to defend Mike Rizzo, here is what I would say. Spencer Nussbaum put out the piece in the Post the other day about the how they don't have a major tool that damn near every team in Major League Baseball has because the learners are too cheap to go out and buy it. So if you're trying to defend Mike Rizzo, this is why I would do so. Maybe the learners aren't willing to kick out the dough. Maybe their budget for scouts isn't high enough. Because like I said, I think Mike Rizzo is an executive at this point in his career that is pretty much, I'm not going to call him hands off, but I know that he's not, you know, racking up 12,000 miles a year going out and looking at prospects. That's just not what he is at this current juncture on the job. But if the people that they've put in place, if you aren't allotted enough money to go get good scouts, then you see why the track record has been as poor as it's been. Jeff Passan of ESPN joined Grant and Danny earlier today, and he had some super interesting thoughts. We'll let you hear from him coming up here, too. But right now, I'm going to get out to the phones. 1-800-636-1067. Who is more to blame here for what's happened to this organization post-2019? Is it Mike Rizzo, or is it the learners? Ed is in La Plata wanting to chime in. What's up, Ed? Can you pop the phone up? Yep.
Hey, here I am. I'm thinking Rizzo because I go back to the Kaboom era. We were counting on him to be our third baseman.
Oh, Carter Kaboom, yeah.
Yeah, what happened to him? You know, he didn't pan out. And we were forgetting about one thing, the Strasburg deal. We spent all that money, and then we got nothing from it. Yeah, we won the World Series with him, but in the end, after we signed the deal, what did we get?
I think it's a fair point.
You know, I think, you know, of course we got the great, you did the great trade with Soto, but besides that, who else is in the farm system coming up? We really haven't seen much. I haven't seen some. But I do blame all three of them, not one of them, you know, it's not one particular, but, you know, Rizzo, he hasn't been the greatest.
No, he has not, and I think you hit it right on the head, Ed. To me, the conversation, it's not just about, is it Rizzo or the learners? I think both can be true. I think they both, their hands are both filthy in terms of missteps that they've had that have cost this organization games and have set this organization and rebuild back. I'll let you go on this, Ed. Your confidence level moving forward that the learners are invested and are willing to bring in quality baseball people into this organization.
I have to wait and see. They may have another ace. They may have a card up their sleeve or something. They might be selling, cleaning house a little bit for the new owners. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
I don't know either, Ed. Appreciate the call as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. Do you have confidence that now that they've blown out Rizzo, now they've blown out Davey, do you have confidence that this ownership group is going to bring in legitimate baseball minds here? Because that's got to be the concern. That's got to be the question here. You know, it'd be nice. Positively, Jane tweets at us and said, people should call the Lerner org out and ask when the press conference is going to be. That's the question. See, we could do all these hypotheticals as, you know, sports talk radio hosts, but the reality is this. It'd be much easier and there'd be a lot less speculation if they just came out and talked. That's it. Tell us what your plans are. How are you going to move forward with this? Because I think their choice and their decisions as to how they move forward will tell me as a fan, as a media member, where things are. Is anything going to change? 1-800-636-1067. Peak is in D.C. wants to chime in. What's up, Pete?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
Look, I'm just wondering why we aren't talking about the folks who are actually responsible for player development, like Eddie Longos.
Come on. Thank you.
Hello?
I'm there. I agree with you totally. But I put that. But look, Pete. I put that.
Are we blaming Rizzo for hiring him?
Yes. Like, yes. That to me is why Rizzo deserves a lot of blame too. The scouts that they have here clearly aren't worth the damn. Right? When you consider all the swings and misses that they've had at the top of the first round.
Yeah, but like, why? Who? I don't know who was player development when we won the World Series. But like, where did they go? I mean,
well, think about this. What young players that they drafted and developed were really a part of that World Series run? Like, right? Like Bryce and Strauss were already here, and those were, like I said, ma'am, you could have made those picks. It didn't take a basket. It didn't take a baseball savant to land on Bryce Harper. Soto, yes, I'll give them credit for that. Rendon, cool. But like,
yeah.
Trey Turner,
come on now.
There are guys and examples that you could point to, but I think the overall track record to me is just simply not good enough. I listed out some of the guys that.
Okay, so what we're saying is Rizzo is responsible for hiring the folks that are doing the player development, so he fails. Is that what we're saying?
That's kind of how I view it. I think that's a fair way to look at it. And I think it's the only way to really look at it, right? Like, at some point, if you are an organization, I could care less. And this is what everyone seems to, this baked-in excuse that, oh, how are you supposed to win when you don't spend money? There are other organizations out there that rely on their scouting department and their player development to supplement their ownership group's lack of spending. That's not happening here in D.C. And to me, that's why things have bottomed out the way that they have. Pete, I appreciate you, as always, for chiming in. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Who's to blame here? Is it Mike Rizzo or is it the ownership group? I think both are at fault. I also am not sure why it feels like we're having this pity party for Mike Rizzo. Mike in D.C. wants to challenge those thoughts. Mike, what do you think, man?
I don't think Rizzo's not completely to blame, doesn't deserve to get fired, but I believe that the complete notion that he's not that great of a GM is insane. I think his consistency from the time he came in with owner backing, with financial backing, his production and his success in the regular season was unprecedented, for sure. I'm curious on what you think about that. And the second point to that is it's a lot of it falls on the players, too. Like, we won the World Series, and then the players just went out, stayed in Cancun for another 18 months. And they all got traded. You know what I mean? And that has a lot to do with distrust from ownership about paying players. And but Rizzo, with owner backing, was amazing. We got the success we wanted and then some. And then once owner backing and all stuff, and that was removed, he was just another guy, and then he got fired. But he hitched his wagon to Strasburg, and I believe that's why ultimately the owners got real impatient.
I definitely think you have a point with that, and I appreciate the call, Mike. Yeah, look, I just think there were too many strikeouts, is how I would put it, right? No pun intended, when it comes to the draft track record of Mike Rizzo. I'm not asking you to draft a star every year, but where are our singles? Where are our doubles when it comes to the Washington Nationals and the way that they have drafted over the past several years? Doesn't always have to be some home run hit, right? You don't have to draft Steven Strasburg every time. Doesn't have to be Bryce Harper every time. But can we get some singles and doubles in here too? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Greg in Gaithersburg. Wants to chime in. What's up, Greg?
Hey, man. Initially, the ownership, you got to give the people underneath you the tools to work with. I don't like the fact that, you know, we always lose the good players to free agency. And I can understand what you said a few minutes ago about their teams that build without spending a lot of money. But you look at the teams that are leading the leagues. You look at the Yankees. You look at the Dodgers. You look at their lineups. They spend the money.
Yeah.
And that's what it boils down to. So, you got to start with that, and then the others can fall in place. You can draft. You can get the better drafts. You can get the better free agents, and you get the people that want to be here and then perform in a way that they'll stay. But, I guarantee you when James Woods or Gore are free agents, I bet you anything that they'll be gone because the learners won't pay them the money to keep them.
That is the track record of this ownership group. And I think anybody that is, running, losing their patience, so to speak, with that continuing to be a thing, I understand it completely. I do. And that you can't blame Mike Rizzo for, because when he does hit on a pick or when he does swing a tremendous deal that nets you Mackenzie Gore and James Wood, what do you do with it? That's the big question. Greg, we appreciate you as always, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, more of Jeff Passan and his sit-down with Grant and Danny earlier this afternoon. Jeff Passan went off of the top rope about whether or not he thinks the Lerner ownership group actually wants to win. That is next here on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. Taking it up to 10 o'clock tonight. Chris Russell going to join us at about 8 o'clock. We get his thoughts on what's going on with the old Washington Nationals. Big time breaking news that sent shockwaves through the DMV yesterday. Jeff Passan of ESPN first on the scene reporting that the Nationals moving on from Davey Martinez and Mike Rizzo. It was announced earlier this afternoon who the interims were going to be for the Washington Nationals. Interim manager going to be Miguel Cairo, the former bench coach, and then the interim president of baseball operations and GM going to be Mike I keep butchering his name all day long. Mike DiBartolo going to be the new president of baseball ops. He has been Mike Rizzo's assistant GM and the VP of baseball ops, over the past six seasons. So curious to see how that ultimately impacts things here. My question that I'm posing out to you at 1-800-636-1067, who do you blame here? Who do you blame here for what's going on with the Washington Nationals? 1-800-636-1067. Is it Mike Rizzo for his inconsistencies when it comes to drafting, developing, and retaining talent? Or is it the ownership group for not providing Rizzo the necessary resources for that to happen? 1-800-636-1067. Chudy is in Temple Hills. What's chiming in? What's going on?
Hey, man. What's up? How you doing, man?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm good. So, man, the way I see it, I get that. I've been to two games this season. So, yeah, the product is less than stellar, and both those games have been losses. I was at Nats Park on Saturday, so I saw Boston put the hurt on us. But at the same time, I guess you can say Rizzo deserves that blame. But at the same time, if you're talking about not getting quality players, you have an ownership that's not going to spend money on you, not going to give you money, not going to be bothering. And yeah, we all tolerated it maybe 1, 2, 3 years after the World Series win. But at a point in time, everybody was having the expectation, okay, 2024 season, you're going to spend some money. You didn't spend money. 2025 season, okay, please spend some money. You don't spend any money. And so that's why the bullpen is the way that it is, because Mike Rizzo has to make do with what he has with the money he's been given and what's been given on the cheap. And, this idea and the idea that the learners say, oh, we got all this young talent. We expect Davey and Mike Rizzo to figure it out. Well, we need some quality free agents. We need money to spend to help the players actually develop. But that's not the case. And just to break it a little bit, I do hope that Will Dawkins and the Wizards crew are looking at this and saying, okay, we probably shouldn't be saying, oh, we hope the young, it can't be another season of, it's going to be fun to watch the young boys develop. Next season, hopefully, the Wizards will now take the Nationals playbook and say, oh, no, we got to spend money and get some free agents next season if we want to compete. So in this case, Rizzo deserves some blame. It's still an operation. He's still the general manager. You got to put out something. But at the same time, if you're not giving me money to do what I have to do with it, I don't know what you can do. So, you know, that's all I got. So thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you as always, Judy. I hope the fourth weekend treated you and your family well, man. Look, I get it. There is, it's a polarizing conversation to me because I can make the case for both, right? Like the ownership group clearly is not provided Rizzo with the necessary resources to, you know, go out and supplement this roster via free agency. But on the same token, I go back to what your primary function as a general manager is, as a president of baseball ops, head of player personnel. Like, what is your primary function? I think in every sport, and Major League Baseball is a little bit different because of the lack of salary cap, so bear with me. If you can't draft, develop, and retain talent in basketball, you won't win. In football, you won't win, and it's the same for Major League Baseball. That, to me, is where the issue really lies. Because if there were, and I understand, and this is why I'll give credit to Mike Rizzo and give him a little bit of leeway, it's not as easy to draft and develop Major League Baseball talent as we're making it seem, right? It feels like there aren't a bunch of teams out there that are consistently, you know, churning out youngins year in and year out. Right? Like it's not easy to do, but the job is not easy. You're getting paid big bucks. I give a rat's ass if it's easy or not. Get it done. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Let's go out to Colin in Rockville. Let's chime in. What's going on, Colin?
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Good, man.
You
doing okay? Gotcha. I gotcha.
I'm doing great. And forgive me, I would tweet you, but I got blocked from Twitter, so I can't tweet you.
I blocked you on Twitter?
No, you didn't block me. I'm blocked in general.
Ah, okay, anyway, okay.
But that's a story for another day.
I got you.
Bear with me. Let me vent. Please let me vent. Lifelong DC sports fan. And I don't know how we end up in this scenario where we always end up with the worst owners in all of professional
sports. Every time, right?
I don't care what you say. Ted Leonsis, one Stanley Cup with a GOAT, that's not worth it. We win one Stanley Cup and we win one World Series. We act like we're on top of the world for 6 years and we tolerate that crap? Come on. We saw this coming years ago. Years ago, the Lerners are the worst owners in all of Major League Baseball. Leonsis is the worst owner in NHL. We tolerated the worst owner in the NFL. And I'm going to say this, and this is going to be controversial. Hot take, come back at me in 2 years. Josh Harris is overrated as an owner. Adam Peters is overrated as a GM.
Whoa.
We sit here and we tolerate it. We tolerate mediocrity. We love mediocrity in the DMV. We are irrelevant from a sports landscape, and we tolerate it. Whew. We saw this, and we said we were singing our honeymoon for the World Series for 5 freaking years, acting like everything was okay when we got rid of Soto. Everything was okay when we got rid of Rendon. Everything was okay when we got rid of Turner. And our fan base was sitting there clapping like we're giddy for World Series 6 years ago. Freaking decade. Come on! We deserve better as a sports town. We deserve better as a city. And we got to stop tolerating mediocrity. We got to stop it. Now, stop it.
Oh, Colin. You all right?
I'm okay.
I'm glad. Look, this is the people show. I tell you all the time. If you want a place to come and be able to scream at the top of your lungs, I'm your boy. I feel for you, though, Colin.
I mean, what am I thinking?
And I'm going to take it a step further. I'm going to take it a step further because that's the angle that I feel like is kind of missing here. And I don't want people to think I was trolling, but damn. We love bad owners here in D.C. We've had it everywhere.
Not only we love it, we tolerate it.
We tolerate it.
We give them every excuse. AARP, that's our sponsor for Major League Baseball team, AARP? What the hell?
Wow. Yeah, it's a good point. Let me ask you this, Colin. Any faith in the Lerner family actually,
no,
you know, turning things around? No.
None whatsoever. Our manager is somebody, our bench coach. Our GM is somebody who is on our bench, right? I mean, if you want to look at what the Lerners are all about, just go to one of their buildings in Tyson. They're run down. They're vacant. Their urinals are overflowing. I mean, they are cheap. I know it's controversial. They're cheap. They're real estate investors. All they care about is an ROI.
Wow.
And I honestly believe, between you and me, that their long-term play is to sell this team to somebody outside of D.C., and they'll make money and they'll be happy at the end of the day.
Yeah, it feels like it may be heading that way, Colin. We appreciate the call as always, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. That's fascinating to me because, yeah, I don't know who I was. I've talked to so many different people today in the bullpen here at the Fan, and everyone's got their own thoughts on the situation. I forgot who it was that brought this up. But the idea of, well, maybe they're firing both Davey and Mike because the ownership group that they're going to sell this thing to, they want them to be able to pick their own guys. And I can understand that if that is the thought process. I just don't know necessarily if that is the thought process. We've been teasing it for multiple segments now. We'll actually pay it off coming up next segment. When we come back, Jeff Passan of ESPN joined Grant and Danny earlier this afternoon. He came off of the top rope about whether or not this ownership group even wants to win. That's next. They're on the Fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. It's a Monday night edition of Overtime. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Chris Russell going to join us at 8 o'clock. Lil Murray of The Athletic going to join us at about 8:30. So jam-packed 8 o'clock hour. Getting your thoughts on the big news over the weekend here in the DMV. The Washington Nationals shaking up their front office. Davey Martinez out. Mike Rizzo out. What's next for the organization, though? We'll continue to discuss that as we roll throughout the show. Jeff Passan, though, broke this news yesterday, and he joined Grant and Danny earlier this afternoon at 3 o'clock. If you missed any of that conversation, download the Always Free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature. Go back to 3 o'clock. Or if you don't have the Odyssey app, shame on you, first and foremost, if you don't have the app. But if you don't and you're still behind the times, we want better for you, first and foremost. But you can download Grant and Danny wherever you get your podcast. And they had Jeff Passan on of ESPN at 3 o'clock. And just a smashing interview. And I thought Jeff gave the national perspective of what's going on here in Washington. And he gave some tremendous perspective about how folks outside of the DMV region view this thing. My favorite part of the interview, can't lie, I'm a messy dude. Messy, messy guy, if you don't know. I'm kidding, obviously. But, like I continue to say, take peeling the curtain back all the way. As a sports radio professional, I love that this news came out when this news came out. The timing of it is great. Gives us more to talk about in what most people call a dead period in our profession. But there's no such thing if you're elite, right? But here is Jeff Passan of ESPN earlier today with Grant and Danny talking about whether or not he thinks the learners even want to win.
Most of all, like, do you want to win? I think that's a reasonable question for somebody to ask him at this point, because what have the Nationals, in terms of their budget and their payroll, shown fans over the last 5 years, other than, I'm not going to say a disinclination to go out and win, but sorry, when you're a team in Washington, D.C., and your highest paid player is retired, your second highest paid player is a Toronto Blue Jay. What are you trying to do here? Like, are you really expecting this leap forward when, a lot of the guys who you're expecting it from are coming from within the farm system, and players often take, as we saw with James Wood, a year to get their sea legs under them and to figure out how to be a productive player at the big league level. And right now, the Nats have three of those: James Wood, DJ Abrams, and Mackenzie Gore, all of whom happen to have come over in the Juan Soto trade, which I'm not going to say it saved this franchise, but it pretty much saved this franchise from becoming like an ignominious level team of the ilk with the White Sox and the Rockies.
That is Jeff Passan of ESPN earlier today with Grant and Danny. Remember, if you missed that conversation, download the Odyssey app. It was at 3 o'clock. You could also get Grant and Danny the podcast wherever you download your podcast. I mean, Jeff Passan just as honest as you could possibly be, and I get it. You got to start asking that question. Well, what's important to you as the ownership group? What matters to you? Because clearly winning games is not your priority right now, right? Winning games is clearly not the priority of this ownership group. And I think, you know, if folks are questioning, you know, how serious this ownership group is, I can't blame you. But I will say this, in terms of what's next, like, we're going to find out sooner rather than later, you know, whether or not they're serious moving forward. Because if you're the loaners as an ownership group and you don't look outside of the organization to find your next president of baseball ops, if you just hire from within without interviewing other qualified candidates, I don't give a rat's ass how good you think Mike is going to be. Talking about DeBartolo. I don't care how good you think he's going to be and how analytics-driven he is. If you do not look at other organizations to try and give him some competition, quote-unquote, for this job, you're not serious. Point blank. Point blank. 1-800-636-1067. It's cut number five, I believe. No, it's not. It is Jeff Passan on, like, what is next and who their potential options are for the next manager in GM. It's cut number eight from Jeff Passan earlier this afternoon with Grant and Danny. What's next for this learner ownership group?
Like, if they want an old school guy, there are some of those available. If they want to go more toward analytics, there are plenty of those available. If they want to find someone who is well-versed in both, they can do that. I'll say this. If I'm the Lerner family right now, I am trying to give Eric Neander the Godfather deal. You know, with the Rays potentially being sold, Neander went to Virginia Tech. So he has, I understand Blacksburg, Washington, D.C., but, you know, Virginia is pretty close. And I would try and get him in and let him work his magic on this organization, because he is very, very good at what he does, both in building cultures and in building winning teams. And I think it all starts there. We're going to see just how much money Mark Lerner is willing to spend on a general manager and a manager. You know, arguably the two most important people in an organization beyond the players. And they have to get these hires right. So, look, it could end up maybe Mike DiBartolo does a great job at the deadline, does a great job in the draft, and that start winning a little bit more, and they land on him as the guy. But if you're looking external, I think you got to take moonshots, because this organization, it's not just bad now. The farm system's not very good either. So it's not like going forward, they're in a great position to turn things around at this point.
Oof. Jeff Passan telling it how it T.I. is about the current state of the Washington Nationals. We'll keep the conversation rolling on the big news that broke yesterday. Mike Rizzo, Davey Martinez out in our nation's capital. Chris Russell joins us next to give us his thoughts on what is next for the future of the Washington Nationals. All that and more coming your way next here on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.